All right, welcome back, folks. What a compliant lot. Everyone's back at 9:35. Okay, the next set of sessions are going to be, I think it's three or four presentations about some of the more investable themes. We'll run through factory automation. We'll run through, help me out here, Mike. What else are we doing here? Automotive. We'll run through RFMG, and then we'll run through consumer. So four themes that we think are of the most interest to shareholders. So, okay, Kevin, take it away.
Okay, thank you. Good morning, everyone. My name is Kevin Carlin. I'm the Vice President of Automation, Energy, and Sensors. And today we'll focus on ADI's longstanding position in the industrial automation sector and how we're preparing customers for the transition to the new connected enterprise. Now, there's some powerful forces at work driving change in the industrial automation market, so let me summarize a few of them for you. Historically, the manufacturing sector has strived for increased productivity. In short, that means higher throughput of products and higher quality while managing costs. We're now witnessing a new wave of productivity gains. Across so many markets, end customers and consumers are demanding a higher variety of options. Options, for example, of a car, if you're to order options when you're ordering a new car, or for a cell phone, drug types for pharmaceutical companies, and the list goes on. Manufacturers need to be more agile and flexible to respond to these market demands. The move to more automated robotics in manufacturing is expanding rapidly and globally across all industrial economies, driving some high industrial growth rates and SAM expansion for ADI. And the move to the connected enterprise has started, which is really the key to the whole Industrial 4.0 movement. I'll just keep going until we get the slides ready. So ADI is a long-term automation supplier. We're also committed to enabling these market trends to become reality. And as you will see, we're expanding our product and technology offering. Our customers are pivoting their R&D to more software and services, and they're asking ADI to do more. More of the hardware, more of the sensing, more measuring, connecting, and increasingly the interpreting of data as well. We'll expand our SAM from roughly $3 billion today to $4 billion by 2022. We'll fix the PowerPoint presentation within that time as well. Hopefully. Yeah. So look good on the web. We're back in the room. Thank you. And we will deliver above average market growth. At least that got your attention. And ultimately, we will help lead the Industry 4.0 transition, which is a worldwide phenomenon, which you hear so many of us talk about today. Now, before we go deeper into the automation business, let me remind everyone of ADI's overall industrial business. And that's approximately $2.2 billion today, or 45% of ADI's total revenue. In addition to automation, our key industrial market segments include instrumentation, aerospace and defense, energy, healthcare, and also an emerging set of industrial IoT sensing applications such as smart cities, infrastructure, and agriculture. Now, we do have a long heritage in this factory automation market, so why do we really love this business? Well, for decades, our core products and technology innovations have been adopted by our largest customers, medium customers, and the many thousands of small customers around the world. We're either number one or number two in the key product categories of converters, linear. Isolation plays a significant role in the industrial automation business. And now, with the addition of Linear Technologies, we add power to that leading portfolio. The combined business is approximately $500 million today. Those power solutions are critical to solving more and more of the design challenges our customers face. And LTC portfolio and expertise are of high value to our customers and are highly complementary to the ADI signal chains. Both ADI and LTC have been committed to serving this long life cycle business where customers expect you will support your products for a minimum of 15 to 20 years. Once those products are qualified and deployed in these strict industrial requirements, operating in the most harshest of environments, customers just keep using these proven ADI components and technologies from ADI. Now, this makes this business extremely sticky with a high barrier to entry. We've been adding system engineering and building our domain expertise for many years. And that allows us to engage our customers at the system problem level, which usually leads to more impactful innovation. To name one example, with our deep understanding of functional safety, we now supply functional safe components which greatly reduce the effort needed for our customers to achieve certification. Our customers utilize the full breadth of our product and technology capability and build robust equipment which comply to the highest safety standards. These types of equipment are found at what we call the factory floor level. Our industrial customers then deliver that equipment to a very diverse set of end markets, such as automotive manufacturing, pharmaceutical, oil and gas, smartphones, chemical manufacturing, food and beverage, and many, many others. Now let's step into that factory floor, and let's see how all of these pieces come together. On the left, I'm representing the control room, or the IT part of the factory. The control room then interfaces to the factory floor. This is where the OT, or the operational technology part, resides. And this is where ADI takes control. We've got the programmable logic controllers, these control boxes in the slide. We'll refer to these as IOs. And these programmable logic controllers accept and send command signals to and from a large, complex network of inputs, or sensors, and outputs, commonly known as actuators. And we'll refer to this network as the I/O network. The full breadth of our core technology is extensively used across these areas of what we call the factory floor, and sometimes it's referred to as the edge of the automation network. Here we can see also how both motors and robotics are given commands by a control unit such as PLCs. In this illustration, we've just shown two field devices and one image of a robotic system, but it's common in factory and process plants to have thousands of edge nodes or sensors. And there is a wide variety of legacy communication protocols running through these systems. Now, with such a large number of devices, you can imagine the complexity of the wiring and the installation challenges. Now, all of these systems, the controllers, the field instruments, motors, and robots, rely heavily on the precision and robustness that ADI signal chains, converters, linear isolation power technologies bring to bear, and it's our full signal chains across these systems that add up to that $500 million of revenue. Now let's go even closer to this PLC, this I/O control box, and you can see the complexity of this architecture and the associated wiring. Now I've seen here the traditional method of commissioning these architectures requires skilled technicians who are needed to connect thousands of these sensors and actuators to control boxes, using miles of very expensive cabling and wiring. Any error during these wiring installation negatively impacts productivity with additional downtime costs. Now, often final adjustments are needed during these phases, forcing the installation crews to carry a large mix of expensive spares. The systems are also inherently inflexible, and trying to reconfigure these post-commissioning is no easy task. Simply stated, manufacturers need to move away from the traditional centralized rigid control structures with legacy equipment to a distributed flexible architecture. Now we're solving this complexity challenge with what we call software configurable I/O. Allowing I/Os to be configured in software post-installation are the ideal solution, and we view this as the first step in the transition to a flexible connected factory. Bringing the control to a more local, distributed, and flexible architecture allows for easier scalability, and you can clearly see that the wiring has been significantly simplified. Now, the concept of software configurable I/O has been around for some years. However, our customers require highly integrated solutions at the silicon level to handle the larger number and variety of channels to fit in a very constrained space. This is first and foremost a hardware play, and enabling our customers to use their software to reconfigure I/O channels when needed. For ADI, this is an analog and digital integration challenge at the highest levels of silicon complexity. With our leading technology and superior domain expertise, ADI has already delivered the first highly integrated silicon solutions to our leading customers, and it turns out that the complexity of integrating this solution at the silicon level has proven so far to be too complex for our competitors. Now, the big value comes in the total cost of ownership at the factory. Significant cost savings for ADI's customers and their customers can be realized in several ways. And the first benefit is speed, which can include up to 8 weeks on average faster installation times. The wiring costs decrease, ADI silicon content value increases. You've got savings on engineering and a significant reduction in factory space as well. In addition, factory production flows can be adopted more easily, and these changes that could traditionally take hours can now be done in minutes. And let's say a typical installation example would use, let's say, 5,000 of these sensors and actuators, or I/O nodes. For such an example, the average cost savings with software-configurable I/O would be in the range of $2 million per installation in savings. That equates to about 26% all-in savings over the traditional method. All right, let's turn our attention to robotics, factory robotics. For many years, our expertise in precision technology solutions for motion control can be found in those large-scale robotics systems commonly used for car manufacturing. These systems are a safety hazard for humans and typically operate in a safe, enclosed environment. There is a new, fast-emerging market, however. Across many regions, we see investment to upgrade from a labor-intensive manufacturing footprint to a sophisticated automated infrastructure. And many repetitive tasks previously carried out by human hands are now being performed by collaborative robots, commonly known as cobots. And these are smaller robots that work in collaboration with their fellow human workers. An automated robot has the ability to work at constant speed and without pausing for breaks, sleep, or vacations, and ultimately has the potential to produce more in a shorter time than a human worker. They improve quality and reliability as tasks are performed with precision and repeatability. As they now work in close proximity to humans, the inherent safety requirements demand additional state-of-the-art technology from ADI. Now, we are unique in our ability to combine all of the key technologies for those traditional scale robots as well as the fast-growing cobot segments. Our system solutions provide the high-precision control technology for each axis or motor in the machine and drive increased energy efficiency. We now also deliver the robust, synchronized, and real-time communication solutions that enable higher precision and increasing robot productivity. Just think about the enhanced quality of your cell phone as a robot is working faster with higher precision while it places components together, or even more importantly, the quality of the welds that are holding your car together. These robots can be quickly reconfigured and perform many different tasks, enabling factories to produce a wider variety of products. And working in close proximity to humans, sophisticated sensing and control is required. Along with the traditional control technology solutions, we effectively double our content opportunity with the addition of the communications and sensors for both safety and machine health monitoring. Now, we mentioned the large-scale industrial robotics industry, which remains healthy and growing, while the newer collaborative robotics market is driving the significant growth we see today. Collectively, this market is expected to grow at more than 13% annually, adding more than 500,000 systems annually by the year 2022. We estimate the combined electronics for the control, communication, and sensing solutions is approximately $500 per cobot. This represents a new additional $300 million robotics SAM by 2022 for ADI, on top of the traditional large-scale industrial robots market. Now, there's been a lot of talk about Industry 4.0, or the fourth industrial revolution. You're familiar, of course, with the previous three revolutions, from the introduction of steam power and mechanization to the efficient mass production line of the Model T Ford and to the introduction of computer-controlled automation introduced in the 1970s. Now, each and every time, these manufacturing revolutions injected growth into the economy by boosting productivity. Today, the fourth industrial revolution is already underway and represents a new wave of opportunity for productivity gains and industrial growth. Industry 4.0, as I mentioned, is a global phenomenon. It is also commonly referred to as industrial IoT, or the connected enterprise. By bringing the internet to the automation network, manufacturers are turning to this new digital connected enterprise to unlock new levels of productivity and flexibility. To enable this, a transition to more intelligent sensors and control systems with secure connectivity is needed and will drive a significant increase in CapEx spending in this sector. Now, to enable this transition to the cyber-physical world, more sensors must be introduced and connected at the factory floor. Now remember, this is where ADI dominates. Now here are three examples of where ADI is making the difference. Firstly, machine uptime is maximized with the aid of ADI's MEMS vibration sensors that are uniquely capable of providing the high-quality machine health data needed for analytics. ADI is also collaborating with the leading industry partners to bring deterministic Ethernet to the edge of the factory floor, previously unachievable due to power, size, and cost. Now, this connectivity inherently introduces the risk of cyber attack, which is one of the most important challenges to be solved in the industry today. And ADI's recent acquisitions allows us to embed sophisticated identity-based technology and secure the network from the edge to the cloud and back again. So let me summarize. The manufacturing sector is going through a new transformation. New flexible architectures are needed to manufacture the wide variety of new products while improving overall productivity. ADI has served this market for decades. Customers value our long-term commitment and our core technologies and solutions will deliver sustainable growth for years to come. Our customers are asking us to do more of the sensing, measuring, connecting, and data interpretation. And building off our core technology strengths and domain expertise, along with the recent investments and acquisitions, not only are we creating more value while growing SAM, we are also enabling and accelerating the transition to this new, secure, digital connected enterprise. And later, I would like to encourage or invite you to join us at the demo room nearby so that you can take a look at some of these innovations. And with that, I'll hand you over to Mark Gill, who will talk to you about the car of tomorrow. Thank you.